You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We have seen as a result or a response to the coronavirus, we've seen the federal government asking and advising state and local governments to shut down the economy. And we've seen in many cases, in most cases, the state governments and in some cases even local governments have complied with that and have actually shut down businesses, except for those businesses that they deem essential. By the way, how essential is your job? I would think that for you and for your family, your job is pretty essential. We know that one governor, Governor Cuomo of New York, told people that if they've lost their job, they could get a job in another company that he deems essential. Well, that may seem nice to him, but he hasn't lost his job. He's still getting money. We read last week from the Declaration and also from the Constitution that we have certain rights, that these rights include among these in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, this self-evident rights, what that means is that any idiot should be able to figure this out, that we have the right to life, that we have the right to liberty, to be at liberty, that we have the right to happiness. And they went on to say that governments are formed to secure these rights. The Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says this: no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. The Florida Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, says almost the same thing. I want to ask you to think of the financial implications, and they are far-reaching. There, by the way, there's no way that we could possibly adequately describe the financial implications of this economic shutdown, which, by the way, hasn't just happened here in America. It's happened across the world as well. We see that employees have lost their wages. Businesses have lost business. They have lost revenue. And some people, by the way, I was on Facebook just the other day and someone was talking about how absurd it is that we have this shutdown and that the economy has been shut down. And someone who has different political leanings than me said, I'm not for big companies, for big corporations. I'm for the little guy. Well, let me tell you something. The little guy lost his job in many cases. And you can't claim to be for the little guy when you're supporting policy that prevents the little guy from working. We need to stop this nonsense. By the way, when businesses lose business, the value of their business also decreases. And so that's another way that businesses have been stolen from. We also see that mortgage companies and landlords haven't, in some cases, received their mortgage payments, haven't received their rent. Utility companies, in some cases, haven't received what was due them. We've seen farmers euthanizing their animals because they can't get them to market. We've seen vegetable crops being plowed under or just left in the field unharvested because the farmers can't get them to market. We've seen milk dairy farmers actually pouring the milk out on the ground. And you may wonder, why in the world would that happen? Well, there are certain processing plants that process for the residential consumers. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle. You've been listening to a short excerpt of a recent sermon. You can listen to the complete sermon right here on WCNO 89.9 FM tomorrow morning at 8:30 on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, and our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. Hello, this is Brian Longworth. I am a computer technician, and I'm here to answer your computer questions for free. If you have a question, the number to call is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, another way to ask your question is to head over to our Facebook video. You can get there one of two ways. Either go directly to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says, Listen to A Faster PC. That takes you directly to our Facebook page, where you'll be able to hear the show and see the show. And of course, sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer problems over there. Of course, we'll always verbally describe everything here on the radio for those that are just listening to the radio. We also want to let you know that today is Saturday, and A Faster PC on Saturdays has technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. So we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Again, that's 7190 South US 1. And we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Here on the radio for those that are just listening to the radio. We also want to let you know that today is Saturday, and A Faster PC on Saturdays has technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. So we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Again, that's 7190 South US 1. And we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Computer problems? You need A Faster PC.
That's right, you do need A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590 and 772-340-1590. Is that
Sorry, you know what? I had turned my mic off. Sorry about that, Cliff. I'm over here with Alan Love today, and I had turned my mic off to test his mic and forgot to turn mine back on. So you were only hearing me through the secondary mic. So anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, and we do have some questions to go over from last week as well. So, and we're working on getting the live stream going. We'll have that going in just a second, so you can get over there and type in some questions. We did have some questions that came up last week toward the end, that came in on the radio, or excuse me, on the Facebook group, and we weren't able to actually get that over to go over those last week. So we will be going over those today. Also, I wanted to let you know that one of the things that did happen last week is we did have a little bit of a glitch with the audio from going over to the WPSL side. Our feed over to Facebook was actually fine. So we were able to have a good feed over there. But one of the things that we wanted to let you know is if you missed any of the show, we are there. We're ready to, we have that up on the Facebook video. So you can actually go over there and listen to that at your convenience. And of course, you'll be able to listen to today's video at your convenience as well. And we are going live right now. So we are here. We're ready to answer your questions. And one of the things that we had a few questions that we had. In fact, let me see if we can get a video. Well, for some reason, I've got the camera over here for Alan.
Well,
did you want to say hello, Alan?
While you're doing that, I'll give our phone number. It's 772-340-1590 if you'd like to call and ask any questions regarding anything, regarding computers, regarding how to use computers in this coronavirus time that we're having. So just call 772-340-1590.
That's right, 772-340-1590. We are here. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. And one thing that we do, let me go over and get a Facebook watch group going, or watch party going for today's video. And of course, if you want to, we always say, hey, please don't keep this information to yourself. Let your friends know about this information as well, because you don't want to be the only one to know this information. We want, you want everyone to know, and you know what, if you're the only one that knows how to do something, well, what's that going to do? What's going to happen is all your friends are going to ask you to do it for them. But if you share this information with them, then they can actually help you. They can take care of some of their own stuff. And, that's a pretty awesome thing. I know when I go to family reunions, right when I walk in the door, they pretty much hit me up and say, "Hey, listen, I've got this problem, and can you come over here and work on my computer while you're here?" And I do, if this isn't something that you do for a living, and you want to actually. You don't want to actually do this when you're at your family reunion. Well, or with your friends, always be the one that fixes their problems. Go ahead and share this with your friends so that they can know this information as well. Now, we did have a few questions again that came in from last week's show, and we wanted to go over those. And so let me get these up here. One of them had to do with Windows 8, and the person actually Cliff is actually showing me the live video from Facebook, and he's got it up on his phone, and so Cliff is doing his part. He's not keeping this information to himself. He's putting it up to the camera. And Cliff, sometimes we'll be able to show into the studio and show you also. In fact, let me switch over here to a full screen, and we should be able should be able actually to show that. So yeah, we've got Cliff in the studio there and holding up his smartphone up to the camera. But one of the things that we had a person that asked about Windows 8, and I know him. I know that in his office he uses still Windows XP. It works. It's not the best because you can't get updates to your browsers, and that does make it unsecure. If you're browsing out there, you have to be very cautious about where you go. Even major websites sometimes can have, and we've seen this, we've talked about this, they can have problems where you can actually get infections or these fake messages that say you're infected. But one of the things that he actually came up with, he was at a friend's house and the friend had Windows 8. And he said, well, how do you navigate in Windows 8? And that's one of the biggest things that happened with Windows 8 is Microsoft, when Microsoft came out with Windows 8, they actually had an issue where people were used to booting to the desktop. They were used to seeing their desktop icon, and they were used to having a start button that functioned. With Windows 8, what happened is by default, you booted to the start page, which was an entire page that had these tiles on it, sort of like what you see when you click on the start button in Windows 10. But these tiles span the entire screen, and most of them are bigger than the ones that you see on my screen if you're watching the video on Facebook. Also, you couldn't get to the desktop by holding down the Windows key. That's the key that looks like it has a window, and pressing D that takes you to the desktop. With Windows 8.1, they added a start button, and the start button would toggle between the start screen and the desktop. And then with Windows 10, they booted to the desktop, and you could click on the start button, and you would see the start screen. And with some of the newer versions of Windows 10, I don't remember exactly which version, but one of the versions, they added these list of programs that you can scroll through, kind of like the all programs that you might have been used to when you were using the system, with Windows Vista, Windows XP, Windows 7. Now the good news is Windows 8 is still upgradable to Windows 10. That's something that can be done. And if anyone out there has Windows 7 or Windows 8 and wants to go to Windows 10, on a lot of computers, not every computer, but on a lot of computers, we can do that. We can help get that going for you. So of course, you our number, if you are interested in that, is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. And we can help you with that. Now, we do have a few other calls or a few other questions that came in last week and over the previous weeks that we haven't gotten to yet. We will be getting to those in just a few minutes, but we don't have enough time really to talk about it right now. But hey, we'll be there. We'll be ready to answer your questions. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook. A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie. We're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? You need A Faster PC. And that's right. Hey, we are back. We're ready to answer your questions. We did have another question that came in on the live Facebook video last week. And this was from David. And David said, I'm the technician at my church running our live stream. Now, you know, a lot of churches are doing live streams. In fact, Cliff, I wanted to just let you know that because I know Cliff is really into puppets. And Cliff also has a website out there where he sells puppet patterns, and
actually they're free.
They're free.
The free
wow.
download, yeah.
You're selling them for free.
Well, you have to go to cliffdesmond.net, but I spell it with only one F. cliffdesmond.net. And you can download the
cliffdesmond.net. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hey, that's almost like a Faster PC radio where we answer computer questions for free. You give away puppet patterns for free.
Helping puppet makers all over the world. Yep.
Yes. Well, I was in a church just recently installing. They have been doing streaming, and of course now a lot of churches are exclusively doing their services through live streaming, and some of them are actually on the radio, for their live service, and some of them are just streaming. Well, there was one church, they've been using cell phone hotspots to live stream, and the bandwidth just wasn't there. Sometimes they said they had like an 8-minute lag from the live service to the actual video. So there must have been a lot of buffering going on there. So what we did, they had high-speed internet, and they called Comcast, and Comcast was going to charge them, of course, their monthly fee, which a lot of times on commercial, that can be around $100 a month. And that's what they told me they were going to be paying, $100 a month. Well, in the same building, but not close enough where they could actually get good, reliable wireless signal, they already have a preschool that has internet there. So what they did is we actually ran a cable from their modem to the sanctuary. And it was quite a, because this is an old building, it was quite a feat. But the attic in those buildings, and sometimes you're going through, from one building to another building to another building, and they're all interconnected, but some of the sanctuaries have very high peaks, and it's odd. But anyway, the reason I called Cliff back was that you'll never guess what was sitting in scattered throughout the pews at this church.
Let me guess. Puppets.
Yes. Yes. And according to the people at the church, they have about 2,000 puppets. And but I don't think all of them come to church every Sunday. But I wonder if puppets have to social distance.
I don't think so. There's something that they lack that we don't lack, and that's breath.
That's right. Well, it's kind of interesting. But anyway, back to David's question. David actually had asked. He said that he's the technician for his church, and he runs their live stream, and he's been able to get a live stream up on Facebook Live, but he's also trying to stream to Facebook Live and YouTube at the same time. Now that's quite a feat, and he's trying to do this over standard DSL. So DSL, DSL has a very low bandwidth availability on the upload.
Brian, DSL is what?
Stands for Digital Subscriber Line. So DSL was the first high-speed internet that came out. So when high-speed internet first came out, it came out with as DSL. And of course it was phenomenally faster than the standard internet that was available back then. What you typically get back then, what you were getting for download speed was anywhere between 28.8 to 56 kilobits per second download, and your upload wouldn't be quite that fast. It might be around 28.8 kilobits per second. Now, when DSL came out, the download speed initially was about 1.5 megabits per second. There's 1,000 kilobits per megabit. But the upload speed was still in the kilobit range. Like I think it's been a little while since I've tested it. But if my memory serves me correctly, on the standard DSL, it's in the range of 50 to 60 kilobits per second. When you get up into like the 6 megabit DSL, you're getting 6 megabits download, but your upload is still fairly slow. And when you're streaming, one of the things that you need is upload, because you're sending the stream. Like right now, I'm actually connecting. Let me switch back over here to a full screen on the video. By the way, if you're not watching the video, or you're not able to watch the video, you can watch it at your convenience. But I use a program called OBS Studio to send my stream over to Facebook. I could just use the browser, but this gives me a lot of extra features where I can actually use multiple cameras, I can use images, I can have multiple audio inputs, multiple video inputs, so on and so forth. So, and I'm actually connecting also to two different studios right now through Skype. So I'm sending audio to two different studios, and I'm getting video from one studio. And you know, all of that does require upload. It requires bandwidth on upload. So when I go to let's say speedtest.net, and right now I'm connected wirelessly to an AT&T connection. I'm over at Alan Love's today and Nancy's. But if I go to speedtest.net and I click go, now he's got fiber optic internet from AT&T, and this is either UVerse or it's actual fiber. A lot of AT&T is upgrading a lot of people to fiber. You see that the first speed is the ping. That's the time it takes to get from here, my computer, to the server. Then there's the download speed. So you see 24.88 megabits per second. Now you look at the upload speed. This is 9.3 megabits per second. Now you don't really need that fast to stream a live service. But if you're trying to stream to two different platforms simultaneously, you are going to have more bandwidth to do that. And so what we're looking at, really DSL is not capable of it. I think he actually contacted me, replied back, and said that they're upgrading to a faster service, but that they don't have other options where their church is located. So, you know, some options that you may have, I don't know how well it would work for streaming, but some options that you may have, and I know Alan had this prior to going with AT&T, Alan had satellite internet, and I don't think we ever tried to stream with satellite.
No, we didn't.
I've never tried to stream with satellite internet. It could be a little bit laggy. The download is really fast. The upload is faster than DSL. The ping time can get up there. So I don't know really how well that would work. Streaming with satellite. You know, if you are in a rural area, and we have customers in our local area here, especially those that live in Fort Pierce, west of town, they have some issues with bandwidth, and some of them have DSL, some of them have AT&T UVerse, some of them have towers, and they're actually connecting to Florida broadband, and they're actually receiving their internet through microwave signal. So it's microwave. They have an antenna that connects to another antenna that's broadcasting the internet, and it's actually quite a bit faster than what it used to be. But That may be an option also. You can check and see, you know, if there is any company in the area. I know this, the service fee is more expensive. And, you know, if you have a hurricane or something like that, which we're prone to have here in Florida sometimes, you have to take the tower down and, you know, you're without internet for a little bit. We do have one customer who's west of town. I think he had that service for a while, but then he went with a satellite service. And the satellite service, he likes it better because he's able to use it while there is a storm. And I know you've had both, Alan. You had both satellite service and you now have AT&T.
Right.
And how would you compare the two?
Well, for our purposes here, I like AT&T. It's easy to use. The streaming, although the satellite service really showed its mettle when we had the hurricane that hit us a couple of years ago, almost. I believe it was Maria. We lost our internet for 10 minutes over 4 days with Dish Satellite, and that was very good. And we haven't had an opportunity yet to test AT&T in a hurricane. Obviously, I hope we don't. We've got enough going on with this virus at the moment, and. Brian, one question on the streaming is: I've been getting videos of orchestras and singing groups virtually getting together and doing songs or pieces on the internet. How is that done?
That's a good question, because I've seen some of those videos, and I can tell you, it is amazing. Because really, when you look at all of the things that come together on an orchestra, and the one that I saw was not a live stream, it was actually a recording. But this was actually a symphony orchestra that you can see the conductor, he's waving his wand, and you can see, you know, they show video from different instruments. But if you can imagine, because I, for our church radio show, which is heard on Sunday mornings on WCNO at 8:30, I believe. Yeah, I'll correct that if I'm wrong, but and on WPSL at 10 a.m. But the way I do that, I take a video that has audio in it, and then I have a separate audio recording. I mix the two together. Getting the audio synced up is tricky, and if you're taking, let's say, 50 videos. And taking the audio from all 50 videos, because the thing is, the reason it has to sync up, obviously, it has to sync up for the timing, and you want the audio and the video to sync up. It's tricky. So whoever did that, did the video editing in that, is just phenomenal, and my hat goes off to them. It is quite amazing. And hey, we're going to be out. We'll be right back to answer your questions. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station. Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com. Search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And, you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there. After the show's over, you can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We do have a caller on the line, so we'll get to that caller. We have Sharon on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio. Sharon, how can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. So
I'm
a novice, and I am looking to get into social media. So I'm looking for some instructions on or some information as to where I can, what website that I can go to help me gain more information on that? And also, what type of software would you recommend for securing my new laptop?
Yeah, first of all, as far as social media, one of the things that's really great with social media, and one of the things I would recommend, is get into social media and explore it and just see what's there, and learn as you go. We do have on our Facebook page, we do have many videos where we do go over various ways that you can do things. One of the things, and if you can repeat once again, you know, what you're intending on doing for social media, because I missed that part of it.
Well, I'm not, I'm just looking to just gain information. There's a lot of activities or groups that I'm joining that they are on Facebook or some of the other medias. And then also I have a young daughter who's interested in, so I want to learn more about it as well with her.
Yes. And I can tell you that, you know, each parent, you know, kind of makes up their own mind on when they're going to allow their children to use social media. I can tell you that we have a son that is 18, and he doesn't have a Facebook account yet. He does have an Instagram account. Instagram is where you post like instant stuff, like pictures and short videos and stuff like that. He also has a Snapchat. A lot of the young kids use Snapchat to communicate with each other. And his baseball teams a lot of times use Snapchat to communicate with each other. So, Facebook also, though, is a way that a lot of people are keeping in contact, especially in this, when we're going through this pandemic with the coronavirus and so many of the events that we once participated in just a few months ago. Like, you know, I'm a runner, and I can tell you all of the runs were canceled. Well, there have been a few virtual runs, and there's even a virtual run that Fleet Feet is doing, where you can, you basically post your own time, and you have to, they're depending on you to tell the truth. Well, there's churches have gone online, as we were answering and talking about a little bit in the last segment with David's call, and there are a lot of groups that are on Facebook, and there are a lot of local groups on Facebook as well, and one of the things that there's yard sale groups. I think there's even a swap shop. I heard there's a swap shop, swap shops on Facebook.
An official WPSL swap shop.
Yes, official. There's probably some unofficial ones out there too. but there's an official one. But there are various yard sale Facebook groups out there. You know, one of the things that it does really help you be stay in contact with people. And one of the things that I think that some people have really enjoyed about Facebook is that they've been able, a lot of people have been able to actually communicate with family and friends that may live on the other side of the country or the other side of the world and still stay in contact with them. And receive updates, and you can do real-time chatting. You can post pictures. You can see pictures that other people have posted. There is, and we went probably. I'm thinking it might have been 2 years ago. So if you go back to our videos, about 2 years ago, when Facebook was really there was a lot of. A lot of questions coming out about Facebook and privacy. We went through on our videos. We went through and actually showed how you can actually change your privacy settings on Facebook, so that you can determine who can see what you post. Because like I have most, almost everything that I post is something that I want people to see. So I actually don't limit it to at all. I allow everyone to see it. But some people, if they're posting, let's say, a picture of their child, some people are very sensitive about strangers looking at that picture. So if you don't want someone that you don't know to look at that picture, there are ways, even on the post itself, that you can choose who can look at that picture. You can choose to have only your friends. And your friends can be selective. You don't have to allow everyone to be your friend. I know my wife doesn't even have some family members as her friend on Facebook. and you know what? There's some family members that don't want me as a friend on Facebook. That's kind of the way it is somehow, sometimes. But, you know, I'm always friendly with them. But you know, some people are very, very private and don't really want to share everything with everyone. But it is a great way to stay in contact with some people. So I'll be quiet for a minute because I heard you wanting to chime in there.
No, I just said that's me. I'm one of those very private people. So that's
yeah.
One of the reasons why I haven't even gone out there yet. Because
yeah, so what you can do, let me switch over to a full screen and I'll show this. So I'm going to go over here to the full screen. By the way, we have lots of people chiming in on the live video, including Darren and also Butch, saying hello. So we want to say hello to them. But let's say, you know, if we go over to Facebook, I'll open up a new tab in my browser. And I'm showing this on our live video on Facebook. So if you're listening on the radio, you can watch the video at your convenience right after the show's over on our Facebook page. And you can get there either by going to Facebook and searching for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. You see here, 22,522 as of right now. You can also go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link to listen to that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click that link, it takes you directly to our Facebook page, and you'll be able to watch this. But when you get a friend request, it shows up in this this little friend request section over here, and I have a ton of friend requests that I have not responded to, because some of these people I'm already their friend, and one of the things that happens is sometimes some scammers out there, they'll take pictures from your Facebook profile and they'll take some information from your Facebook profile and they'll create a user account and say they're you. And then they'll send friend requests to everyone that you're a friend of. And your friends say, well, of course I would be a friend of that person, and they accept it. And then they start getting ads for Ray-Ban sunglasses and other things that you're not sending them, but basically there's a spoof account that was created out here. So with each of these people, you can actually click on them. I get a lot of requests from people from foreign countries, and sometimes I get requests from people that I'm not quite sure whether they really are a person or whether they're a spammer. So you kind of have to look through it. But you know, you can actually click on these. You can actually see who they are. You can see some information, whatever they have shared with you. And like, you know, Daniel Davis. Well, I'm not sure if this is really Daniel Davis. He's a cousin of mine, but I'm already his friend. I saw a post from him yesterday. So, you know, I haven't responded. I mean, I can message my cousin and say, hey, did you get a new account? Some people do. Some people, if they get a new email address or a new phone, they get a new account. But the point is, you don't have to accept a friend request if you don't want to be that person to be your friend. Even if you are their friend in real life, or maybe you're related to them, you don't have to. You don't have to accept their friend request. You can go ahead and you don't have to post everything. You know, if you're using the bathroom, you don't have to post that. I mean, most people don't post stuff like that, but you know, people post the food that they're eating. And you know what? If you create something that really looks good, maybe you want to post that. But I have a lot of friends that post that. Occasionally I post things of food stuff.
Brian, if you get into a situation where you befriended somebody and it turns out that that person is a scammer, is it easy to unfriend somebody on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah. All you have to do, if you wanted to unfriend someone, let me switch back to the full screen so I can show this on the live video. But let's say, let me see here, see if I can go and see my friends. And you know, what happens really if you have a friend request, if you have a friend request from someone who is a scammer, let's say like this Daniel Davis, let's say that this was someone that isn't my cousin, but they're trying to scam me. I could actually delete this, and then I would have an option to report it as spam if it is a spam message. I could also, from my profile page, I actually clicked on my name. I can scroll down here and I can click on my friends. Now if one of these friends, I'm not gonna pick on anyone here, but let's say that this person really isn't a real person, or maybe I start getting Ray-Ban ads from this person. I could actually go in here where it says friends, and I could unfriend them, and I could also block my I could block them, and in addition to that, I could mark them as a spammer, and then Facebook will look at them and see if they are really a spammer. So anyway, thank you for the call, and hopefully that answers your question. And if you want to know a little bit more about the privacy issue, I think again it was about 2 years ago, maybe even a little bit earlier than 2 years ago, like 2 years and 2 months ago or so, that we actually started talking about Facebook and privacy. So hopefully that answers the question. And to get back to the caller, what's that?
We're out of time.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. And I want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. My mom and my wife would kill me if I didn't wish you a happy Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day. We also wanted to invite you to join us for The Lighthouse, our church radio show, tomorrow morning at 8:30 to 9 a.m. here on WCNO. Also, you can go over to our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, to listen to our sermons. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.